Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is.
Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Last time we were in the Old Testament book of the Exodus, and we read about the battle between the God, Yahweh, the God of the Hebrews, against the gods and goddesses of the Egyptians. We turn to this popular, for good reason, true story in the biblical record so that we could see God's jealousy in action. Remember, by God being jealous, we mean that he is intolerant of rivalry and unfaithfulness. God demands and commands that we worship him alone, as we will see in another text in a few minutes. But the ancient Egyptians were idolatrous, and the trend among the Hebrews as well was to be idolatrous. That is, to honor and worship gods who were not the God. And idolatry always brings out this divine perfection, jealousy. Roy B. Zuck, writing in his excellent resource on proper and basic Bible interpretation, says this, quote, "Why did God bring on Egypt the 10 plagues? That is, why did he inflict those specific plagues on Egypt rather than other plagues? The answer seems to be that these were considered polemics, or acts that argued against the validity of the Egyptian gods and goddesses. These would have a great impact on the Egyptians. For instance, the Egyptians believed that several gods and goddesses guarded the Nile River, but when God turned the Nile into blood, it showed their inability to fulfill the function assigned to them by the Egyptians. Why would livestock die in the fifth plague if the Egyptian god Hathor, with a cow head, protected the cows? And why would livestock die in the presence of the Egyptian cow god Apis, a symbol of fertility? Well, this plague was designed to show that Hathor and Apis were false gods. In the seventh plague, hail destroyed crops, showing that several goddesses and gods were unable to control the storms in the sky and prevent crop failure. These included the sky goddess Nut, Osiris, the god of crop fertility, and Set, the god of storms. In the tenth plague, one of the leading goddesses, Isis, who supposedly protected children, was incapable of preventing the death of the firstborn child in each Egyptian home. Knowing these facts adds immensely to our understanding of the plagues. Close quote. Roy Zuck is right. As the Lord said in Exodus 12, verse 12, promising the tenth plague, "For I will go through the land of Egypt on that night, and will strike down all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgments. I am the Lord." Capture that today. God says, "Against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgments. I am the Lord." Oh, yes, he is. God is the only God, and he will execute judgment against all rivals that attempt to usurp his place and his authority. And this is not only true for the ancients, this is true for us modern people as well, concerning the gods and goddesses we have invented. God still executes his judgment on idols and idolatry. God is a jealous God. Let's continue to develop this from the scripture. I have in mind two other premier examples of the God whose name is jealous in action. This first one I will only reference. The second I will develop. Speaking of the ongoing battle between Yahweh and the false gods, do you remember what happened at Mount Carmel with the prophet Elijah? I promise you that if you will get a hold of the Bible sometime today, and if you will turn to 1 Kings chapter 18 and read it, what you will read will prove there is only one God. In 1 Kings 18, you will read about God versus the gods Baal, B-A-A-L. And oh my, just wait until you see what God does. I hope you'll read it. 1 Kings chapter 18. And now, listen as I read in Ezekiel chapter 8. When is the last time you read Ezekiel? Some of you may answer, very recently, brother. I know the text well. Well, very good. Others may say, never. I've never read Ezekiel. Or, it's been a long time. Or, every year this comes up when I try to read through the Bible, but I always give up in Ezekiel because I just cannot understand all his visions. It's too weird for me. Well, that's being very honest, and I totally understand what you mean, because this prophet experiences some very hard-to-understand visions sent by God. Alas, what chapter 8 presents is not hard to grasp, so let's read. This is Ezekiel 8, beginning in verse 1. It came about in the sixth year, on the fifth day of the sixth month, as I was sitting in my house with the elders of Judah sitting before me, that the hand of the Lord God fell on me there. Then I looked, and behold, a likeness as the appearance of a man. From his loins and downward there was the appearance of fire, and from his loins and upward the appearance of brightness, like the appearance of glowing metal. He stretched out the form of a hand and caught me by a lock of my head. And the Spirit lifted me up between earth and heaven and brought me in the visions of God to Jerusalem, to the entrance of the north gate of the inner court, where the seat of the idol of jealousy, which provokes to jealousy, was located. And behold, the glory of the God of Israel was there, like the appearance which I saw in the plain. Let's pause here. Ezekiel is in exile in Babylon, and there the hand of the Lord falls on him. That is, God draws Ezekiel into these visions. In verse 2, he looks and sees a likeness, which is the glory of God. Perhaps this is the person of Christ? It is awesome what he sees. The appearance of fire, the appearance of brightness, the appearance of glowing metal. Then this likeness, the appearance of a man, catches Ezekiel by the lock of his head and lifts him up and in the vision takes him to Jerusalem. I believe his body remained in Babylon, but his spirit is caught up in the vision. And God takes him to the entrance of the inner court of the temple, and look what he finds. The idol of jealousy. What is this? God reveals to the prophet Ezekiel the image of an idol. It is called the idol of jealousy because it provoked the Lord to jealousy. This is serious. The idol of jealousy is in the temple, the holy place of God. What follows is the description of what else Ezekiel sees, and it is a shocking betrayal of the Lord. I pick up the text now at verse 5 of Ezekiel 8. Then he said to me, "Son of man, raise your eyes now toward the north." So I raised my eyes toward the north, and behold, to the north of the altar gate was this idol of jealousy at the entrance. And he said to me, "Son of man, do you see what they are doing, the great abominations which the house of Israel are committing here, so that I would be far from my sanctuary? But yet you will see still greater abominations." Pause again. The likeness as the appearance of a man is now leading Ezekiel through the temple. He sees the idol of jealousy that points to great abominations that God's people are committing. These are so evil, God is far from his sanctuary. An abomination is something that God loathes or hates because it is offensive to him and his character. And in verse 7, the tour of these abominations continues. Then he brought me to the entrance of the court, and when I looked, behold, a hole in the wall. He said to me, Son of man, dig through the wall. So I dug through the wall, and behold, an entrance. And he said to me, Go in and see the wicked abominations that they are committing here. So I entered and looked, and behold, every form of creeping things and beasts and detestable things with all the idols of the house of Israel were carved on the wall all around. Standing in front of them were 70 elders of the house of Israel, each man with his censer in his hand and the fragrance of the cloud of incense rising. Then he said to me, Son of man, do you see what the elders of the house of Israel are committing in the dark, each man in the room of his carved images? For they say, The Lord does not see us. The Lord has forsaken the land. And he said to me, Yet you will see still greater abominations, which they are committing. Well, this keeps getting worse and worse. Now, Ezekiel is further into the temple, and he's witnessing what is done in the dark. Well, sin always thrives in the darkness, where the attitude is, God does not see. It's animal worship. The walls of the temple are filled with graffiti. This is just like what the Egyptians did, worshiping the creature rather than the creator. These are the leaders of Israel, in secret, burning incense to animal gods. They have totally corrupted worship. It's full-blown idolatry. Well, no wonder the idol of jealousy is there. And this is not even the worst of it. Yet again we read, Yet you will see greater abominations which they are committing. And we will next time. I hope you will be back with Ezekiel and us. Every one of these Bible studies is for the purpose of understanding that God is jealous and to find his jealousy in action. Read these verses for yourself. Apply them to your life. And join us next time as we continue to discover the God who is jealous.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.